This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll get your calls at the bottom of the hour, as we always do in the program, 844-236-6010. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you have a comment, or if you have questions about ingredients, formulations, something you may have heard about, read about, our True Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com, 844-236-6010 is our number. And longevity products can be purchased at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info, 866-735-2470. Ask them about joining the team, the Bright Side Ben team, for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business for yourself. Get your products at the wholesale price, 866-735-2470 for more info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been diving into the nutrition, the periodic table and the nutritional aspects of the periodic table. I call it the alphabet of reality, the alphabet of physical reality. Physical reality is constructed from the periodic table. We're constructed from the periodic table. Earth is constructed from the periodic table. Supplements and foods and plants and pretty much everything, not pretty much, literally everything is constructed out of the periodic table, everything in our physical world. We've been talking about the minerals. The minerals are just clumps of things off the periodic table. I'm trying to simplify it as much as possible because it is sort of a complicated subject. A mineral is just a clump of, just picture the boxes on the periodic table and clump things up, clump up a bunch of boxes. It's a word. If the periodic table is letters, then a mineral is a word, or actually it's a phrase because it's made up of a series of clumps. But I hope that's making sense here. In any case, minerals are for the most part organized in a certain repeating structure. Whenever you have a repeating structure, you have a form. A repeating structure, if you take a structure that's a bunch of just loose, just like think of beads just thrown all over your desk or something. If you have a bunch of beads, just colored beads thrown all over your desk, that's a big old mess. But if you structure those beads, they take a form. They go from being a big old mess to a form. They literally become in form, information. Information is just structured noise, structured mess. A crystal is what we call an organized bunch of atoms versus a whole bunch of atoms just thrown around, strewn around. A crystal is organized. It's a form. And minerals are crystals. They're in a form. They're in formation. They're highly organized structures. And by the way, the form that minerals take, and this is zooming in on a billion times smaller than the crystal or than the mineral itself, the form, when we talk about the shape that it has, it's all electronic. It's not real. It's just electrical. It has an electrical shape. And that electrical shape is, in a crystal, can be observed as boxes, little boxes. A crystal is made up of little electrical boxes, and you can't even picture how little. I mean, talking trillions and trillions and trillions of times smaller than the world we live in. But there's a world that's trillions and trillions and trillions of times smaller than the world we live in. Just think about that for a second. There is a world that exists, that our world actually comes from, that's trillions, many trillions, quadrillions, sextillions of times smaller than the world we live in. And it's a real world. It's a measurable world. And we can use that world to create things like television sets and computers. And this real world, if you could look at it, would have the most amazing visuals that are based on how it's shaped, how the form it takes. And the thing, what we call crystals, is the classic example of an organized, an electromagnetically organized mess. Information versus noise. That's the primal distinction, by the way, in the world. Information versus noise. Things either being built up or things being broken down. Philosophers always ask the question, why is anything here? And what they really mean is, why is there information? How did things get in form? What motivates things to get in form when everything falls apart? That's the nature of reality, is that things fall apart. But yet we have this thing called information where things are actually shaped. That's called God. That's called the unknown, mysterious, divine intelligence. Nobody really knows the answer to that question, so we just call it God, or we just call it the unknown, divine, mysterious intelligence, that the thing that makes shape, that creates a crystal. Or how does a crystal get created? Nobody really knows. They actually, scientists believe, they self-form. That's a whole other story. We're talking about clays. We started talking about clays yesterday. Clays are a classic example of how crystals self-form, and then, in turn, they form other things. That's how they believe life began. They call it autopoiesis, self-development. It just started spontaneously, and it got more and more complex. They thought that's why the clay hypothesis of evolution comes from, is the idea that the clays themselves, which were formed spontaneously, are store life energy. They trap life energy, RNA. I don't want to get too into the weeds on that. In any case, crystals are phenomenally important in nature. Pretty much the definition of a mineral is a crystal. So the mineral world is crystalline world, which means that our earth is a crystal because our earth is basically mineral. The definition of a mineral is a naturally occurring solid with a definite crystalline structure and chemical composition. And here's something else that's cool about crystals, really cool about crystals. They don't have to be solid. They can be liquid. Yes, liquid crystals are a thing. Imagine a crystal holds on to energy, but now it's liquid. It flows. It changes its degree of solidity. It goes from being solid to a liquid. Liquid crystals have this kind of jelly-like nature. In fact, a gel is a liquid crystal. It not only stores and releases energy, but it does it with movement. Minerals don't move. They just sit there. Liquids flow. That gives them a completely different set of dynamics. They move in the tiniest electrical way, the electron way, the quantum way, and then they move in a macroscopic way. They flow. They exist in several forms. Jell-O is your classic example of a liquid crystal. Jell-O goes from liquid to solid. When you put it in the refrigerator, you heat it up. It becomes a liquid. It becomes solid. It's called a liquid crystal. And anytime you have a gel, you have a liquid crystal. Wherever you see a gel, you have a liquid crystal. In an LCD, liquid crystal display television, the liquid crystals, the flexibility of the liquid crystals allows it to manipulate light. They twist and then they straighten out again. And when you run electrical current through them, they change shape from a twisted up structure to a straight structure. And this allows them to manipulate pixels, turn pixels on and off. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we We are back on the Bright Side, 844-236-6010. Got lots of lines open for you. We'll get to your calls at the bottom of the hour, as we always do, on the Bright Side. Thanks for listening. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and you can purchase skin health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth skin health products. They're all up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, so we're talking about the crystalline nature of the world, the crystalline nature of Earth, the crystalline nature of liquids. Crystals are everywhere. They have this new agey kind of connotation when people think about crystals, and for good reason, because crystals are highly energetic substances. They trap energy, they store energy, they release energy. Crystals in the Earth, mineral crystals do this. I find that so mind-blowing that the Earth is a crystal when you consider all of the things that we know crystals do in terms of electrical energy. So if you could have the right detection mechanisms, if you could see Earth and in the way it's processing energy, the crystals, the ocean is a liquid crystal. The ocean, much of the ocean is held together like liquid crystal. The Earth itself is a molten, the core of the Earth is an iron ball that is a crystal. The stuff that surrounds the iron ball is called the outer core. The inner core is an iron ball. The outer core is the liquid that sloshes around outside the iron ball. That's probably liquid crystal. And then you have the two surface layers of the Earth made largely up of crystal. Basically, Earth is a crystal. And it's doing all kinds of crystalline things with energy. It's spewing out energy. That's why earthing is so important. That's why there's a thing called forest bathing. Is so important. Forest bathing is leveraging the negative ions or the electrons. Negative ions are the same things as electrons that are spewing out of the earth and everything that grows on the earth. Our buildings and our civilization and the clothing we wear, our shoes, all of these kind of conspire to cut us off from all of this electrical energy. Still can't really do it, but we get less of it than if we were living in a natural world. And we've thrown off the electrical energy, the electronics of our body and of the earth significantly since civilization began, but super, super significantly in the last 100 years. Only if we think of the earth as a conducting electrical crystalline system, only crystalline energy system, only... It's hard to imagine what kind of disruption we've done to this electrical energy over the course of the last 150 years since the electrical age began, somewhere in the 1860s or 1870s. The human body is also a crystal. And this gives the human body amazing crystalline properties, amazing conductive properties, information storage properties. But it's a liquid crystal. The human body is a liquid crystal. It's a gel. The human body is a gel. It's a liquid crystal on many levels. Your flesh, when you squeeze your flesh, you're squeezing gel. Squeeze your flesh and you see it. Squeeze your ear. That's a classic example. You can feel that it's kind of got a jelly texture to it. That jelly texture, that gel, is crystalline, is liquid crystal. Yes, your ear conducts high amounts, your earlobe conducts electrical energy, so much so that it's a major acupuncture point, the earlobes. That's how acupuncture works. Acupuncture interferes with or supports or somehow creates some kind of electrical circuit between the crystalline liquid gel of your collagen and your connective tissue. And by the way, collagen is an amazing liquid crystal. And not only the collagen, but the interaction between the collagen and the water. This is what structured water is about. And this is another absolutely mind-blowing, fascinating, just super, super, super cool aspect of biology that has just been discovered, the last 20 years, which is called the fourth phase of water. We've known water comes in three phases, ice, steam, and liquid. But now there's a fourth phase of water. And that fourth phase of water is super amazing. super electrical. It's the interaction between collagen and water. And that's what we are made up of, this structured, crystalline, intelligent water that flows. And it's not just our macrostructure, our cells themselves. Our cells are liquid crystals. The membrane, the outer portion is a liquid crystal, and the inside is a liquid crystal. How amazing is that? If you know how cool crystals are, we are crystal beings. Our cells are crystalline. Life is crystalline. Earth is crystalline. It's all crystal. I think that's absolutely amazing. Yesterday we talked about a really interesting type of mineral substance that is formed from geology, geological processes that we use in our culture a lot, that we cook with, that we eat, that we take as medicine, that we build buildings with, or at least they used to. It's called clay. Clay is really interesting stuff. I've been eating clay, not every day, but periodically. I'll do some clay for 20, 30 years. I find it highly, highly tasty. And it's really interesting because you look at it and it just looks like a dirt puddle, but man, is it tasty. Clay will give you magnesium, it'll give you calcium, it'll probably give you trace elements, eating clay, that is. But it's mostly, its claim to fame is as a detoxifier, especially for so-called heavy metals. It chelates metals. Clays chelate many, not just metals, they chelate or they attract out infectious material, toxic material. It's just a nice way to cleanse, and it tastes great. It's a good source of magnesium and calcium and probably trace elements. And then using clay for the skin, that's a whole nother great strategy for keeping your skin clean and healthy, especially if you have acne. It also helps heal things, helps heal diaper rash, burns. People have been using clay and enjoying the properties of clay for eons. Cooking in clay pots came about because it had a great deep, well, clay makes a great pot, of course, for a great vessel for cooking stuff in, but it also helps detoxify things. You can get edible clays pretty much anywhere. In a health food store, you can get edible clays. You can get edible clays in off of Amazon. I mean, it's pretty readily available, edible clays. Some people are now poo-pooing the idea or even saying it can be dangerous, but I don't see any danger to it. Be especially effective as a treatment for diarrhea. Kaopectate is kaolin clay. Kaolin being the most popular of the clays. Bentonite clay and kaolin clay, which are two classes of clays. Clays are divided into various classes depending on the minerals they have. Those are the two basic ones, bentonite and kaolin. But there's various gourmet clays. Redmond clay is a really interesting one that they have. You can get that's mined in Wyoming. Clays come from a pressure. The earth is secreting liquids from the center, the outer core. And these liquids are called magma, and it usually comes out in volcanoes and openings in the earth. This magma seeps out. That liquid magma becomes crushed over the course of millions and billions of years. Anyway, we've got to take a break. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Vietnam, now staying at a Hanoi hotel where he's resting up in advance of tomorrow's start of a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The two men met in Singapore last June and began discussions of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Former CIA Chief John Brennan says the next step would be getting a commitment from Kim on something else, like allowing inspections of his nuclear facilities.
It doesn't mean he's going to denuclearize, but it does mean that he's willing to take some steps, maybe in return for something, you know, assistance, food assistance, or whatever else. But I think there needs to be some type of agreement of demonstrated North Korean movement in the direction that we want it to go.
Breaking news out of Washington, D.C., a federal judge announcing he will allow AT&T's merger with Time Warner to proceed, ending a long merger process. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we've got an empty board. Nobody's on the line, so now's the time to call if you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, comments, success story you'd like to share. Are you a clay eater? I'd like to hear from clay eaters. I personally am a clay eater, although not every... I do it probably about once every 10 days or so. I'll do a little teaspoon of clay. Bentonite clay is the clay I'll use. Before I went to break, I was talking about how this whole thing happens, how clays are formed. And we're going to talk tomorrow about about liquid crystals in the body, specifically polysaccharides, and this whole idea of liquid water and the relationship between polysaccharides and liquid water. Poly means many, saccharides means sugars. Many sugars strung together form amazing crystals. In the skin, the relationship between the collagen and the polysaccharides and the water are really what we're all looking for when we want beautiful skin. When we have aging skin and thinning skin, it's really about a breakdown in the scaffolding of this solid / water, this liquid crystal water. Liquid crystal water is like solid water, structured water. Not even solid. I don't even say solid. It's like thick water. It's not quite solid. It's not quite liquid. It's right in between. That's what a gel is. It's right in between a liquid and a solid. And this sort of biphasic nature, the fact that it's both liquid and solid, is why it's so darn important, and so darn important for anti-aging. Wrinkles are, and all, not just wrinkles, but the thinning skin that's associated with aging is really a breakdown in the connective tissue and the polysaccharides, leading to sloppy water rather than structured water. We become more sloppy as we age. That's really what happens. When we're younger, we have more crystalline, we have a more distinct crystalline nature. When we're old, we lose that crystalline structure. That's why building connective tissue, building collagen, is the key to anti-aging. The ultimate key, because when you build collagen and you build connective tissue, you're building the precipitating substances around which the liquid crystalline, the liquid crystal water can develop or can form. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow. I want to, just to give you an idea here, this is a title of a very cool paper written by a lady named Mei Wan Ho, M-A-E-W-A-N. Mei Wan, her last name Ho, and she is like the great guru of the superconducting nature of the physical body, and she's written some really cool books. One's called The Rainbow and the Worm, which is an absolute classic. It is a little bit difficult to read. And she's written another one called Living Rainbow Water. Now, Mei Wan Ho is not a New Age hippie by any stretch of the imagination. She's a electrical engineer and a PhD, and she's not a flake, put it that way. And she's written all of these books about how, and papers, about the relationship between the structure of liquids, specifically water, and solid matter in the human body. I hesitate to say solid because there really isn't anything solid in the human body. The bones are as close to solid as you can get, and even that, those have a certain liquid crystalline nature, although maybe at the very core of it you have kind of a rock, which is calcium, but even the calcium forms a crystal around which liquids will form, liquid crystals will form. Anyway, the title of this paper, Superconducting Liquid Crystalline Water Aligned with Collagen Fibers in the Fascia as Acupuncture Meridians for Traditional Chinese Medicine. This paper that talks about how acupuncture meridians are connected to these little patches or these little nodes of liquid crystalline water and collagen, which is, I find, super cool. All right, before we went to break, just going to finish this up, and then we'll continue talking about liquid crystals tomorrow, about how these things are formed. The earth, the liquid in the outer core of the earth is pressurized over billions and billions of years to form something called feldspar. Feldspar is basically just rock. It's the first form. It's the first crystalline solid after pressure hits the liquid, the magma, in the earth. And then you have clays, which are formed from more pressure. And those clays, as I said yesterday and I said today, are the beginnings of life, because clays have an ability to trap amino acids and to trap the beginnings of DNA, without getting into too much chemistry. The beginnings of DNA are trapped in clays. This makes clays, at least according to the hypothesis and the latest theory about evolution, clays as the parent of life on Earth, how life began on Earth in the clay, which is very, very biblical, obviously. All right.
Tomorrow we'll talk about liquid crystals and polysaccharides and hyaluronic acid. Well, not just tomorrow, but over the coming days, I want to really get into how the skin is liquid crystal and also how you can improve the liquid crystalline nature of the skin for beauty and for anti-aging. And oh, by the way, dry skin is involved here. Human skin should never be dry. Guess what? Dry skin is a sign of a defective formation of crystals in the skin. That's what dry skin is. And we will talk about that in the coming days on The Bright Side. All right. 844-236-6010. And we have lots of lines open from... This is from the CUNY, SUNY, School of Public Health, Hunter College City, University of New York. That's what SUNY stands for. Vegan diet and inflammation. A vegan diet may protect against metabolic illnesses and inflammatory conditions to a greater degree than a vegetarian diet. Now, isn't that interesting? Vegetarians will eat eggs. Vegetarians will eat dairy. But vegans don't eat any of that stuff. Vegans are just doing grains. Now, veganism and vegetarianism, for that matter, there are certain advantages. Absolutely. Meat is a problematic food. Dairy is problematic as well. Eggs, as far as I'm concerned, are perfect food. So I'm not going to include eggs there. But for vegans, if you're not going to do eggs, you're not going to do dairy, and you're not going to do meat, obviously, you're going to be missing serious sources of protein. Not only that, but you're going to be missing serious sources of living protein, of life protein, of protein that's important for building things. You can get protein from certain things in the vegetarian world or in the plant world, but mostly they're beans or legumes. Most vegetables are not high protein. Seeds also. Legumes and seeds. Legumes, of course, are probably a type of seed, but so legumes and seeds. Those are the two places that if you're a vegetarian, that's where you're going to have to get your protein from, and that's problematic. That's the problem with being a vegan, is you're depending on sources of nutrition that are not necessarily good for the human body, i.e. grains and legumes. And if you can navigate your way around that and you find that you maybe don't need as much protein or need as much building, go with the veggies. The veggies, now those are amazing. And by vegetables, I'm thinking like broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. And a vegetable is technically an edible substance that doesn't have an edible plant that doesn't have a seed. And you can get wonderful nutrients from them, absolutely. What you can't get is building substances like protein and also vitamin D, for that matter, and to a large extent, vitamin A. The most important building substances, vitamin D, vitamin A, and protein, three of the most, there's others too, are not found to a high degree in the kind of foods that vegans eat. And that's the real problem. But as far as inflammation goes, absolutely, absolutely. Plants are less inflammatory unless you're reacting. That's a whole other issue, the whole lectin thing. So you just got to be careful if you're vegan and vegetarian, and you have to be more conscious about how you eat, which isn't a bad thing.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. Can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens and
and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side, and we do have lines open at 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 from JAMA Network Open from the University of Kansas. Clinical trial. Prenatal DHA prevents blood pressure increase from obesity during childhood. That's kind of interesting. Pregnant moms who daily consumed 600 milligrams of DHA, which is a very interesting omega-3 fatty acid that's found in fish, protected their children, their offspring, from the blood pressure elevating effects of excessive weight in early childhood. DHA is one of those substances that helps the body grow effectively, particularly the nerves, particularly the brain. So we've known about the brain and the nervous system and the eyes, the benefits of DHA omega-3 for many, many years. Now apparently we find that it has protective effects for children. For obese children who ordinarily would have high blood pressure, but using DHA when their moms used DHA while they were developing the womb, they were protected. DHA is just fabulous stuff. There's a lot of confusion around these omega-3s. And in fact, there's a lot of confusion around EFAs. Just like with minerals, probably minerals and fats are the two most confusing subjects for anybody to understand. Actually, all of nutrition is a little confusing, but minerals and fats probably lead the way in nutritional confusion and nutritional misinformation. That's essential fatty acids, the most important term there is essential, or the most important word there is essential. So essential fatty acids are fatty acids. They're fats. Don't even worry about the acid part. That just confuses things. They're fats. They're a fatty substance that you have to have. And there's not a lot of fatty substances that you will die without or get very, very sick without. But there's two specific kinds of fats that are like vitamins. You can't live without them. They're said to be essential. You can't live without them. There's only two. Technically, they're called alpha-linoleic and alpha-linolenic acids. But we know them colloquially as omega-3 and omega-6. But that is a little confusing, and I'll tell you why. Omega-6 is just one kind of thing. That's fine. But there's two types. There's lots of different types of omega-3s. There's three main types of omega-3s. But only one is essential. And that's the alpha-linolenic, and that's the stuff that's found in flax and chia and hemp seed. Seeds mostly. The stuff that's found in fish is not essential. The EPA and the DHA and the fish oil, they're not essential. Your body can make those. The definition of essential is your body can't make them. So if you say, I'm taking fish oil for my omega-3s, you may be missing out on the parent omega-3 fatty acid. On the other hand, if you just take the parent, you may not be making enough of the metabolite, the DHA and the EPA or the fish oil stuff. Fish oil has DHA and EPA. That's the main ones. And they're very important for the heart. They're very important for the brain and the eyes. And not everybody makes it. Yes, you can make it. That's true. They're not essential. But not everybody makes it efficiently. Making it requires a healthy metabolism. Not everybody has that, especially if you're hypothyroid or you've got blood sugar problems. If you're generally sick, you can assume you're not converting that master or parent omega-3 into the metabolite, the breakdown products. They're not essential, but they're important. The parent is essential. So I say take them both. Take omega-3s from flax and fish and, I'm sorry, from flax and chia and from hemp seed, and then also take it from fish just to make sure. The thing about these fats is nobody really knows how much you need. They do all kinds of studies, and they say what cavemen used to get, and, you know, we get too much omega-6s compared to what we're supposed to have. That's not true, by the way. We're deficient in omega-6s. You need more omega-6s than you need omega-3s. Omega-3s are kind of like magical pixie dust. They're like condiments. The meal is the omega-6s. The omega-6s are what you have most of in your body. The membranes, except for in the nervous system, are mostly made of omega-6s, especially the skin, by the way. Omega-3s have some chemistry properties, like they're anti-inflammatory, but the omega-6s, they're all important. So take them all, and don't count on getting them from food. And because how much we need is so confusing, just go by your symptoms. The most classic way to assess the way I look at it, in my experience, the most classic way to assess deficiencies is through your skin. Dry skin, flaky skin. In fact, this is where this is when they were studying these fats, which basically was the turn of the 1920s or so, 1930s. The classic sign of essential fatty acid deficiencies involve the skin and the hair. So go by super dry skin and also, paradoxically, by super oily skin. Super oily skin can be a sign of deficiencies, and super dry skin can also be signs of deficiencies. Flaky skin can be a sign of deficiency. And this isn't just true for people, it's also true for your pets, for dogs and cats. Dogs and cats who have dry, yucky coats can get benefits by eating things like eggs, which contain wonderful omega-3s when they're from healthy chickens that are eating worms like they're supposed to. These days, chickens eat a lot of corn. That's another problem. We feed our chickens and we feed our fish and we feed our cows the kinds of grains and foods that are rich in omega-6s when they really want to be eating the omega-3s. Cows want to be eating grass, not corn. Fish want to be eating algae and plankton, not corn. That's not fake food. That's the problem. These days, our fish are the EFAs in our fish and the EFAs in our meat and the EFAs, unfortunately, in our eggs also are more skewed towards the omega-6 side. That's why people think you get too much omega-6s. Now, I would tell you that when you cook your meat or you cook your eggs, you don't get the advantage of the omega-6s. The omega-6s are destroyed by cooking. So I think we're all deficient in everything, personally. In any case, the best way to absolutely 100% make sure you're getting your omega-3s and your omega-6s and your essential fatty acids is to supplement. Get yourself on your ultimate EFAs. If you have any of the signs, the common signs of EFA deficiency, especially around the skin, get yourself on a good essential fatty acid supplement. One of the neat benefits of the ultimate EFAs when you get on the ultimate EFAs is you'll find you don't crave fatty foods as much. To me, that's an amazing benefit. And interestingly, when you lay off your EFAs, you'll find you start to crave fatty foods again. It's almost like the body is compelled to go look for essential fatty acids. And if you're pregnant, you absolutely 100% better get on some EFAs. If you have any female reproductive issues, menstrual cycle issues, EFA deficiency can likely be a culprit. And of course, if you've had your gallbladder removed, it's almost a guarantee that you're going to be dealing with some kind of EFA deficiency. If you have an intestinal problem, essential fatty acids are like all fats absorbed in the intestine. So if you have Crohn's disease, celiac disease, ulcerative colitis, good chance you're going to be EFA deficient. And this will compromise, this will cause the skin to be compromised. EFAs are important for growth of connective tissue. So if your connective tissue is breaking down and you're showing the signs of accelerated aging, essential fatty acids can help you there. And keep in mind, the entire body is constructed of connective tissue. So even if you're not manifesting the very obvious signs of connective tissue deterioration, if you have any kind of chronic long-term degenerative disease, you can rest assured that inside your body, your connective tissue is beginning to deteriorate, and a good essential fatty acid supplement can help you there. These essential fatty acids are beyond when it comes to important. They're not vitamins, they're not minerals, but they're essential fatty acids. They're essential to good nutrition, and they're very difficult to get from food. If you want to go the food route, avocados. To me, avocados are the best omega-6 source. They're super tasty, and they're a great source of omega-6s. Non-grain, non-GMO omega-6s. Avocados tend to be non-GMO and non-glyphosate. And then, also for your omega-3s, organic flax seeds. Go get yourself some organic flax seeds, golden organic flax seeds. They come brown and they come golden. The golden organic flax seeds have more nutritional value. Get the golden nutritional flax seeds. Cost you $2 a pound. Grind them up every day. Do a teaspoon or a couple of teaspoons of flaxseed, ground of flaxseed fiber every day. You got to ground it up to get the nutritional value. Flaxseed is a great source of vitamin E. Flaxseed is an awesome source of protein, and you're going to get your omega-3s. And then eating fatty fish, of course, is a great way, or sushi, is a great way to get your DHA and your EPA, or you can supplement with something like the ultimate essential fatty acids or Carlson's lemon flavored. Got to go with the lemon because the stuff does taste a little nasty. Carlson's lemon flavor cod liver oil, or also Nordic Naturals makes a good fish oil. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
For a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.